This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said on Friday it had seized control of 85% of Afghanistan, with fighters tightening their grip on strategic areas. Government officials, however, dismissed the assertion by the Sunni Muslim insurgent group. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province, home to tens of thousands of minority Shiite Hazaras. Torgundi, a northern town on the border with Turkmenistan, was also captured by the Taliban overnight, Afghan and Taliban officials said. A Taliban delegation is in Moscow, seeking to address its fears that radical Islamists could infiltrate Central Asia. As fighting continued, the World Health Organization said at least 18.4 million people require humanitarian assistance, including 3.1 million children at risk of acute malnutrition.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order he says will lower prices for families and boost wages by targeting anti-competitive practices in several parts of the economy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says some in big business have gotten away from the American ideal of economic competition.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The sweeping order has several dozen actions and recommendations, including cutting down on non-compete agreements, which often stop workers in some industries from going to competitors for more money.
You can't leave Burger King to go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
Business and trade groups argue the order will actually stifle economic growth and could set off major legal fights. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. The White House says President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He reiterated that the United States will take any necessary action to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. And he also reiterated his expectation that President Putin take action, even if it is not directed by the Russian government, and if it is because of criminal actors in his own country.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. The confirmed death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower rose to 79 Friday after workers recovered an additional 14 bodies and reduced the pile of rubble down to nearly ground level. At a news conference on WPLG, Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett gave full credit to search and rescue teams.
Our teams are making incredible progress. I want to send all of Surfside's love and support out to those search and rescue teams because they are burning the candle at both ends.
61 people remain missing and are feared dead in the concrete and steel ruins of the 12-story building. The number of missing could change, as it remains possible that not all were in the building when it abruptly crumbled to the ground in the early hours of June 24th. Officials have yet to determine the cause of the disaster. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire an infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, will be taken off its pedestal and sent to storage, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Protective fencing is in place to take it down. This is the same monument that set off a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville in 2017 over a push to remove it. The United the Right rally led to brawls in the streets. An avowed white supremacist and admirer of Adolf Hitler intentionally plowed his car into a crowd of people. A woman was killed. The city of Charlottesville had to wait until resolution of a lawsuit to order the statue's removal. Also being taken down, a statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. A city councilor in Charlottesville says there was a determination to make sure the violence of 2017 was not in vain. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.3%. The S&P rose by 1.13%. The NASDAQ added 0.98%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.